What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
We all need a little bit of a cleanse, something organic flowing through our system, our digestive tract after having to imbibe the Cubs last night.
We did do that. Another imbibing of a loss, a 5-1 loss for the Cubs, in which there was a surprise party starter, which got me excited, actually. I was very excited to see Javier Assad go out there. And there's no reason to be too hard on Javier Assad today, with all being that he's pitching for the first time this year. But it was not good. It was a rough outing for Javier Assad. You know, traffic all the time. And, you know, one of Assad's tricks in the past was always to get out of those jams. Like, he was pretty, that's always been his MLB trick, because it ain't velocity, that's for sure. But he did not have that trick up his sleeve last night, and that eventually led to an Ernie Clement homer. Bottom line here, Marshall Harris, is that, yes, the Cubs now, with the Milwaukee Brewers winning again 14-0, the Cubs are 7.5 games out in the National League Central right now. So things continue to feel really bad for the Chicago Cubs. And I'm going to tell you right now, Mr. Harris, the word that I would use to describe my feelings of not only what's going on with the Chicago Cubs, but to a different degree, the Chicago Bears as well. Because quite honestly, nothing has reached the point of a critical juncture yet. Like, things are not bad with the Cubs and the Bears right now. But the feeling I have for both of those teams is, are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Fear. I am scared right now.
You're afraid?
I am. I'm afraid. For the first time in my life, I'm afraid. Do you know who that quote is?
Who is that?
That'd be Rocky Balboa. All right, I'm afraid. I admit it, for the first time in my life, I'm afraid.
That's after Clubber Lang, right?
You can't win. That was, was it after Clubber Lang?
I think that's after Clubber Lang beat his tail.
I want to say Rocky III.
That's Clubber Lang.
That would be Rocky III. Okay. Yeah. So I am feeling a Rocky Balboa III style here right now, because I am afraid. I'm fearing things. Like, the bottom hasn't dropped out. I don't think the Cubs are horrible. I don't think the Cubs have choked yet. But there is a fear factor going on right now with the bottom falling out for the Cubs. And the worst case scenario would be that the Cubs don't even go to the postseason at all, and that we're looking at one of these mini Cubs collapses as they've had intermittently through the years.
So you really, at this point in the season, with 44 games left, are ready to say you believe the Cubs might miss the postseason?
Well, it's not as simple as that. Fear is a tricky thing, because I am not choosing fear. It is just overtaking me to some degree. And maybe it's Cubs trauma. Maybe it's my past with the Cubs, having been around this team and seen bad things and seen the collapses. And that stuff probably shouldn't creep back into my head, being that I was around the Cubs on an intimate basis throughout, you know, from 15, 16, and 17. But there have been these things, like 2004, things went bad really fast for the Cubs. 2023, they had a 92% chance in September of going to the postseason.
How'd that September go?
And they did not go to the playoffs.
I believe that 83-79 was the final record.
Back-to-back years.
Yes.
So, Marshall, I can't call it in terms of
83.
Am I saying, like, am I actually entertaining the idea that the Cubs would be so bad that the bottom would fall out and some funny stuff like that would happen? But for some reason, when I'm watching the Cubs right now, it has gone to fear, which I think is the step before bad, and I've given up.
So let me tell you something. Fear is healthy.
Is it?
Fear is healthy.
Okay.
Because you ever burn yourself before? Like put your hand on something that was hot and burn yourself?
Right, sure.
Now, because of that experience, you have a fear of getting burned. And without that, you might really hurt yourself and have a third degree burn as opposed to a little first degree burn that you got to rinse the cold water over to make sure everything's good.
Very soothing.
Fear is very healthy because fear lets you know what the consequences could be for your actions. So fear is appropriate. The fear of failure is one of the biggest motivations any single person can come up with as motivation. Like you fear failure, it pushes you to do things you didn't even think you could do. Fear is good. That being said, I'm not afraid. What I am is something completely different. I'm troubled.
Okay.
That's the word.
Troubled.
I'm troubled because the Cubs are in trouble. Because their offense last night, and I take you, Mark Grody, to the third inning.
No, don't take me there.
Take you to,
do
it's
we
important.
Have to,
we
Marshall?
We have to do this together.
Okay.
We have to stare fear in the face.
Bring us there, Mr. Harris.
Yesterday on the show, I talked about the fact that this was a golden opportunity because of a couple of things. Day off, Jose Berrios on the mound, a guy that had given up home runs in 7 of his last 8 outings.
Been around forever category, by the way. Doesn't it feel like he's been around forever
that is,
officially?
He definitely falls into
hey,
that category.
It's Jose Berrios. There he is again. Yes.
So Jose Berrios is kicking off 3 straight starters you're going to see in a series against the team with the best record in the American League where not a lefty can be found as a starting pitcher. That's a good thing for the Cubs based on their history against lefties this season. And so with Berrios, it's like, this is when you can get your offense right. You can find different ways to do things. He gives up a lot of slug. You're good. 20 home runs given up this season. In the third inning, we see Dansby Swanson get on. We see Dansby Swanson steal a base. We see the first 2 batters at the top of the order get on. Beautiful at bats. 19 pitches seen by Swanson and then Michael Bush at the bottom of the order. You've got runners on first and second. Nobody out. And you've turned over the order to the top of the order. For any normal team, that is as good as it gets as far as setting up a big inning. What I saw from the Cubs after that, not great. Michael Bush worked a 7-pitch at bat. That was okay. He flew out. Not terrible. Then you see Kyle Tucker walk on 4 pitches. Okay, bases loaded, 1 out, we're good. I was like, say it, just don't roll this thing over into a 5-4-3 or a 6-4-3 double play. That was my initial reaction. I think you saw that in the group chat.
I did see that.
But say it's 3-pitch at bat and what followed, and then them getting out of that inning without giving up anything told me, okay, the Cubs' offense is officially broken.
That's where Saya hits the ball into short left field, right?
Yeah,
that's not the strikeout in the 7th.
Right, no, right. That was a different bases loaded situation.
I'm getting them conflated, but carry on.
But the problem with that third inning is you see all the things that you saw early in the season when the wind was blowing in at Wrigley and they were able to scratch out a few runs and the pitching was good enough and they get there. They end up with 4 hits in the game. They didn't hit the ball out of the infield for a hit until the 6th inning. Mm. They left 10 runners on base. They were 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position. And if you get 4 total bases in a game, you're not going to win the game. And that's when I realized this offense is broken. That, compounded by how they were reacting to the things that were happening on the field, whether it was PCA striking out with the bases loaded in the 7th and then throwing his bat and his helmet down. Kyle Tucker showing a level of emotion I haven't seen this season, going back to the dugout and throwing things in the dugout. Dansby Swanson seemingly getting tight out in the field and not making gold glove-like plays. All that made me realize, hey, these Cubs, they're broken right now. Somebody needs to fix it now.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You know what it made me realize, those specific things, is that unfortunately the words of Craig Counsell right now are not matching the demeanor and the actions and the body language of his players. His players are pissed off right now. His players are frustrated. Kyle Tucker took batting practice on the field for the first time this season. No, never at home. I didn't realize this. He had not taken outdoor batting practice. The only reason, per Taylor McGregor on Marquee, that he was doing this is just to change things up, because he's baffled. He can't snap out of it right now. Here's Craig Counsell after the game and sort of his demeanor and his attitude. Does this match up with what was a, let's just call it what it was, a helmet-slamming night for the Chicago Cubs?
I mean, the optimism is just, we've got good hitters, and we've scored a lot of runs this year, and they've done a lot of damage this year. And, you know, there's no woe is me here, and like, oh no, this is baseball, and you got to go have a good at bat and go have good at bats with whatever the situation is, and keep grinding through them. And it, you know, it starts with swinging at the right pitches. There's no question. That's where it starts, and that's the foundation of it. And we are still doing that. You know, we got to get some to fall, and we got to get some the hits in the right spot.
Craig Counsell right there. I don't know if they are swinging at the right pitches right now. This segment is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. It is the Rakimi and Harris Show. Layla has the day off. I am Mark Grody in here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Did that match the hot attitude of the Cubs last night, hearing what Craig Counsell just had to say? And is it time for him to, I don't need the you know, break down the table sort of anger, because it's just not Craig Counsell.
Right.
We know that about him, but I feel like, and maybe this is what's going on backstage with the hitting coaches, with Craig Counsell, but it feels like you have the players saying, we're stuck right now, and they're showing it with the body language.
The one thing that Craig Counsell said that is absolutely true is, it's not like they're going out of their way pressing to hit pitches they should not be going after. Here's the evidence in that, Mark. In the first half of the season, before the All-Star break, the Cubs had a chase rate as a team of 26.5%. That's the third lowest rate in baseball. So we know they were very selective. They took 7 walks yesterday. That's a lot of base runners. And that's how you get 10 men left on base with only 4 singles in a game. Now here's the thing. In the second half, since the All-Star break, that chase rate is actually down to 25.4%. Still, the third lowest in baseball. But it's not working right now, because when they're getting pitches to hit, they're not doing enough with them.
Yes. And that is frustrating. And to some degree, that does fall in the category of, what the hell can you do? What can you do other than get right?
I have ideas.
And hit the... Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I'm ready to entertain those right now. What are your ideas?
First thing you can do is move Matt Shaw up in the order.
Okay. Okay.
Post All-Star break, he's the only one with an OPS over 800.
First of all, I'm going to say, I don't like that off the top. Like, I'm just hearing that idea for the first time. The only reason is, Marshall, it's been such a wild year for this kid to get to the point where he is comfortable down in the order. This ain't PCA. You know what I mean? Like, this is not PCA. So I'm a little bit skittish about messing with him. But I like where you're going, because there's only so many different things the Cubs can do now post trade deadline to make their team better.
You asked what can they do. I'm just giving you ideas. You don't have to be on board with all of them. That's like the most immediate thing tonight they can do without anyone having to find their way from Iowa with their passport to Toronto. That's the first thing they can do, is move him up. I would keep Kyle Tucker right where he is. You know why? Because he still gets on base 38% of the time. And you need base runners. So I might move, say, a Suzuki down and put Matt Shaw right behind him and give him more opportunities with people on base. That might be the first thing that I would do. I think the other thing that they can do right now is give some guys a day off. You know? And Willie Castro, let him play. Guys like PCA, I'm sorry, man. PCA, 79 at-bats in 21 games since the All-Star break. He's got 17 hits. He's batting .215. And he's got 26 strikeouts. Oof. And in the month of August, now that we've got a little bit bigger sample size, we're halfway through the month, basically. It's the 13th of August, right? PCA in August, 3-for-37 with 14 Ks. One extra base hit. It was a double. Zero RBI.
Wow. 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 I mean, it's the only problem here, man, is I think we got to take a break here. We'll talk more about this. The problem is that we are in the phase of, or the part of this season for the Cubs where, for the most part, they got to go with what brung you. You know what I mean?
No, like, no, I'm not saying, I'm just saying a day off here, a day off there. Yeah. Just give guys a moment. Give guys
You gave Kyle Tucker 2 days off, man. He had a moment.
That was a long time ago, wasn't it? Relatively speaking.
I guess. Wasn't it just last week, though? There was the last Cubs day off. They did the 2 day off thing with him, right? Or was that PCA? Am I getting him mixed up? It was either PCA or Kyle Tucker.
I think that was PCA.
Was it PCA? Okay. Where the day off, he got the day off, and then they gave him the next day.
But bottom line is this, Grody. The Cubs, they don't look good, but you know what? I bet people still want to go see him. So keep listening for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Cubs versus Atlanta at Wrigley Field. That's Tuesday, September 2nd. It's all provided by Bosch Power Tools. The more you Bosch, the more you feel like a Bosch.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.